This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, our second hour live all across the USA and around the world in the middle of January. And my first guest has been with us many times in the past. I really like this guy and I enjoyed his music so much. That's why I played the heck out of it when I was a music disc jockey. Tommy Rowe will be joining us. He's got a fascinating story about how he got started and he's going strong today. Later on, Captain Ron Nielsen will be here. I love to talk to the good captain because if you have any fear of flying, it's over after you listen to him. And then Dr. Rye will be joining us on the show, and we'll be talking about some stomach problems that you might have now after eating a lot over the holidays. And that's all coming up this hour. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, my first guest the second hour, T-Nile, Tommy Rowe.
Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. I never get tired of listening to this man's music, and I'm so happy that he's back. We have chatted with him several times over the years. I got a great picture of he and I hanging in our studios here, and he's back again to talk about some of the things that's happened to him in the last year, including, let's talk again about Cabbage Town to Tinseltown and places in between, a fabulous book by our friend Tommy Rowe. Hi, Tommy. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron. It's good to talk to you again.
I'm so glad you're feeling well. I didn't realize that you had some health issues over the past few months, and I'm glad you're back. You and Mick Jagger are doing it strong. Chapter number 2 coming up.
Well, I'm not quite where Mick is yet. I mean, Mick dances all over the stage, and his recovery was very fast. I mean, he's back on stage, I think, in just a few months.
I know.
I'm not sure if he had I had quadruple bypass surgery. I'm not sure what he had, but mine was a little bit more involved
right.
than what he had, I believe. But I feel great, good. And I'm back in the saddle.
Couldn't be happier for you, my friend, really. I didn't know that, and I apologize for not contacting you during that recuperation.
No problem.
Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has written a book that is fabulous. Whether you like music or not, this is a book about really having to go over some hurdles, warts and all, and I know, it was a reach for you to do this, but he wrote and co-wrote top 10 hits between 1962 and 69, more than any single artist-songwriter during that period in the 60s. And if you remember that, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we were invaded by the Beatles and the British Invasion. You know, Tommy, that has always been a statistic that has amazed me. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I had so many of my friends, American artists, who were pushed off the Billboard charts with the British acts. You know, the British invasion was for real. I mean, they took over the charts. So I was trying to figure out a way to survive all this. I was in the reserves at the time at Fort Sam Houston, and I was thinking, when I get out of here, I got to go back into the studio. What do I do? You know, I can't do my rockabilly thing. That's kind of passe. So I came up with the idea to do what I called at the time soft rock, and I wrote Sweet Pea, and that's what kept me back in the charts. When I got out of the Army, I went back in the studio and recorded that song, and thank goodness it was a big hit for me and kept me in the charts through the 60s.
Along with Sheila, Dizzy, which we played coming in, Jam
yeah.
Up and Jelly Tight, Everybody. I love that song. You wrote that song very quickly, did you not?
I wrote Everybody on the tour with the Beatles in England when I was touring with them in 1963. John Lennon used to allow me to borrow his Gibson guitar and to write songs, and I started writing Everybody on that tour on the bus on John's Gibson guitar, which, by the way, a couple of years ago sold for $1.4 million.
Oh, man.
So that guitar now, everybody knows I wrote Everybody on it. It's got to be worth at least $3 million, right?
It's got to be that. Yeah, a million seller with $1 million guitar. You can't go wrong with that. You know, that's
no.
Fantastic. And Dizzy, this is the thing that really amazes me. You talk about music that lives forever. USA Today, absolute best songs in the history of contemporary music. Dizzy has been covered 22 times, spent 15 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. That's unbelievable. And when you talk about Sheila, I love all your songs, but Sheila really was a kind of a very, I knew a girl down the street by that name. But it wasn't Sheila at the time, it was Frida.
Yes, you know, I wrote, Sheila, as everybody knows it is Sheila. I wrote it for a girl when I was like 14 years old. I had this little friend in school. We used to chase each other around the playground. And her name was Frida, and I used to write these little poems at that time, and I thought, well, I'm going to write a poem for Frida, right? So I wrote Sweet Little Frida, You Know If You See Her, Blue Eyes and a Ponytail. And then shortly after that, my dad taught me three chords on the guitar, so I thought, wow, maybe I can put these poems to music and I can become a songwriter. So I wrote the song, Sweet Little Frida, and I carried it around my back pocket for a couple of years. And finally, I got a chance to audition for a record producer. I sang Frida for him. He said, man, I love that song, Frida, but we have to do something about the name. So he convinced me that I should change the title of the song, and we did. And as we like to say, when there's nothing left to say, the rest is history. It turned out to be my first number one and my first gold record.
You know, many, many years ago, I told you this in the past, I was listening to an interview, and I don't know where it was. It was back when I was in music radio, so it could have been Dick Clark or, you know, any of those guys. And you were telling a story that you mentioned in the book that I always ask you about, and that is the fact that here you have Sheila, which was the number one record, I have 1962 or something. Was it 62?
62, yeah.
And you were reluctant to leave your job at GE because you were afraid that this was a fleeting thing. Am I right?
Well, my previous recordings up to that point were all, like, disastrous. You know, they didn't do anything. I mean, they got played around Atlanta a little bit, but they never really got off and running in the charts. So this, to me, this was just another record that I thought, well, maybe and maybe not. Who knows? And I was working at General Electric at the time, and I was married very young. I had a little girl, you know, Cynthia, my daughter. And so I landed this great job at GE. I was making, you know, maybe $80 or $90 a week. I don't know what, but in those days, that was a lot of money for a young kid. And so the record was moving up the Billboard charts. I didn't even know it. And my record producer called me in one day. He said, well, he called me at work, and he said, Tommy, I want you to come by the office. Your record, Sheila, looks like a big hit, and we need to talk about you quitting your job at GE and going out on the road promoting this record. Well, that was just a no-no at that time. I just landed the job. So I went by his office that afternoon, and Bill Lowry was his name. Everybody knows Bill. He was like the, you know, the guy in the South who really found so many artists and nurtured them and mentored them. And I go to his office, and he said, Tommy, look, he showed me a billboard chart. It was like, you know, 60-something with a bullet, you know. And he said, you know, your chart, your record, Sheila, is 60-something with a bullet. That means, I said, what does that mean? He said, it means it's going up the charts. A bullet means it's going up. And he said, we'd like for you to quit your job and go out on the road and promote the record. And I said, no way, Bill. No way. I totally, you know, objected to that idea. And he laughed. He said, he ran back in his chair, and he said, I tell you what, let me give you an advance against royalties and go home and talk it over with your parents and see what they say, and let me know your thoughts. So he wrote me a check for $10,000.
Oh, geez.
And I, you know, listen, I'm 20 years old.
Right. That's
$10,000. That's more than I made in a year.
Right.
More than my dad and I both made in a year, you know. He said, take this check. And I saw it. I was shocked. You know, totally shocked. $10,000 to me was a lot of money.
Right.
And think about it. In 1962, that was probably like $100,000.
You could buy a house for that kind of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. Houses cost like $15,000 back then. So I go home with the check, and my parents, they have to sit down. They can't believe it either. You know, we discuss it. My dad is the one that taught me to play the guitar. He was all behind it. Mother was a little reluctant. But we discussed it, and they said, look, you know, you're 20 years old. You might as well take a shot at it. And if it doesn't work, you know, we'll get your cousin to get you back in GE, get your job back. And so that was the decision we made. I called Bill. I said, Bill, I'm all yours. What do we do? You know, and that was the beginning for me. I mean, I was a real greenhorn. I had never performed professionally at all. And all of a sudden here I had the number one record in the country, in the world,
wow.
Number one in England as well. And here I was out on the road with artists like Sam Cooke and Curtis Mayfield and The Impression. Here I was all of a sudden on the stage with all these pros, and I was having to learn how to perform. I tell you, a great experience for me was touring with Sam Cooke on that. We had like a 30-day tour, and I learned so much from him. He was such an incredible artist, fantastic performer, and that was a great learning experience for me. So it's kind of set the stage for my touring on my own after that.
Hey, Tommy, hold your thought on that, because when we come back after a quick break, I want to talk about a great story you have about Sam Cooke. Our guest is Tommy Rowe. He's going to stay with us another segment right here with Ron Zedgy today.
Sweet little Sheila, you know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Her cheeks are rosy. She looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine. Never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Her name drives me insane. Sweet little girl, that's my little Sheila. Man, this little girl is fine. Me and Sheila.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Our guest is staying over another segment, Tommy Rowe. And Tommy, just before we went for that break, you were talking about the great Sam Cooke. You say in the book that he wrote the song You Send Me. It's the story about you and the hamburgers and the hot dogs, right?
Right. What happened on those tours, this was through the South during segregated times, and the South was still segregated in 1962. And so I was booked on this tour. Chris Montez and I were booked on the tour, and it was all a black troupe, all the black artists. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions and Sam Cooke. And I found out later that they always had one white artist on the tour because in those days they couldn't stop and eat in the restaurants.
Right.
I was kind of like a runner. You know, they would park the bus down the street away from a little mom-and-pop restaurant, and I would walk back up and order like 40 hamburgers or whatever it was we could order. And I always got these crazy looks, and I had to come up with excuses. I mean, they'd ask me, you know, why are you ordering so many hamburgers? I said, well, you know, it's like a fraternity stunt we're doing or something. I'd make up some kind of line. And so then I'd go back to the bus with all the hamburgers and feed the tour, you know. I mean, that's the way we did it. But they couldn't stay in the hotels where I stayed. They'd drop me off at the hotel. And then they would go into the community and stay in people's houses or churches or wherever, or the black hotels. That's the way they got their tour to work. It was really kind of dangerous because I got threats from whites and blacks, both. It was a very interesting time. I was so young and naive about all this. To me, it was all about the music, and I was such a fan of these artists. When I went on the tour, I had this open heart, like, here I am, I'm touring with these great guys. I never thought of the controversy that it would create. Those were interesting times and great learning experience for me. I mean, it was just a terrific way for me to learn my craft.
You talk about on-the-job training.
Oh, absolutely.
You have been labeled father of bubblegum pop. Now, I don't know if you like that label or not, because bubblegum music got kind of a bad rap in the early 70s with the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Snoopy and the Red Baron. When I think of these songs, Sheila, Dizzy, Sweet Pea, Jam Up and Jelly Tight, Everybody, I don't think of it as bubblegum. I think of it as good pop music. It's good time music.
It is. It's fun, good time music, and the DJs at the time, the transition from the 60s to the 70s, they seemed to want to discard some of the 60s stuff, you know, and go into the music of the 70s. And it was kind of a dig at me, calling it bubblegum music.
Right.
I really resented it at first because it was a negative. They created a negative for me, which I didn't think it was negative at all, you know. Kind of resisted at first, but later on I just kind of embraced it and ran with it, you know, and it all worked for me in the long run. But think about it, the early Beatles songs were really the blueprint for bubblegum music.
Right.
I mean, you think about, I saw her standing there, I want to hold your hand, please, please me. What's the difference in the message of those songs and Oh Sweet Pea, Come On and Dance With Me? It's really the same thing, and their audience was my audience. I remember when I opened for them in Washington, D.C., you know, it was like just a face of young people, of young kids, you know, and mostly girls, and screaming, bouncing, beautiful little girls. girls, you know, bouncing in the chairs.
Bouncing.
Doing the same thing for me, you know. The British thing was such a new thing in music, and the people treated it totally different. You know, it was like a transitional moment in music for the 60s. So, you know, it all works for me. I love my music. One of my biggest thrills I get is when I walk on stage and I sing Sweet Pea or Dizzy or one of my hits, and I see a big smile on the face of the audience. That's what it's all about to me. I mean, I just love it when the audience responds to my songs like that.
Talk about those disc jockeys back in the 60s and 70s. I was one of those disc jockeys. I never refer to your music as bubblegum. Just good, solid, good time music. I mean that. I'm not saying that because we're friends and you're on the show. I really mean that. Do you not have a story about Ray Charles, too?
You know, I appreciate you talking about my book because I tell all these stories in from Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. I've been in the business, you know, Ron, for over 55 years. So I have a lot of stories to tell. In fact, after I finished the book, I said, oh, man, I forgot to tell this Ray Charles story. I was still in high school, and I used to go to all these concerts that came to Atlanta. You know, I saw Elvis in Atlanta at the Paramount Theater when I was 14 or 15 years old.
Right.
The same with Ray Charles. He did a show at Herndon Stadium. I got a ticket to the show and went, and that's where they recorded his live version of What I Say, and I was in the audience. A DJ in Atlanta, in the daytime, they played Frank Sinatra and, you know, Debbie Reynolds, all these artists. And at night, they played, you know, R&B music, Ray Charles, B.B. King, all the stuff that I used to love to listen to have this little silver-tone radio next to my bed that my folks bought at Sears for me. And I used to turn it on real low about 10 o'clock at night when they started playing all the R&B stuff. And I would stay up as long as I could until I finally fell asleep listening to all this music. My mother always wondered why it was hard for me to get up and go to school the next morning. I wasn't about to tell her I was listening to the radio all night. Those were great fun days at night. You know, you never heard it during the daytime.
Right, but that's when the audience was there. It's a great book, and it's an incentive book, too, because in the times that you're not shining, like we all have in our careers, you persevered, and I think that's what makes this so great. It's available at Barnes & Noble.
Thank you.
Books
yeah.
A Million, TommyRowe.com, Amazon.com. Now, Tommy, are you touring again, or are you still taking a little bit of a rest?
Well, not yet. I'm still, you know, I don't like to talk about this, but it's a real challenging year for me. My wife also has Alzheimer's, so I'm dealing with that as well. I will go back out, but I have to feel like I'm able to do it, and mentally. I'm still recording. I went to Nashville the past few months, and I recorded four new songs there with my old friend Wayne Moss, who was the original guitarist on Sheila. I'm still writing, and I'm still recording. I'm just not out on the road, but will be shortly, I'm sure.
I'm sorry to hear that about Josette.
Yeah, Josette. I mean, it's just so sad. My mom had Alzheimer's as well, so I'm familiar with what it is. It's just a terrible, terrible disease. The difference is, though, with my mom, I wasn't living with it day by day.
Right.
And with Josette, I have 24/7 caregiver with her.
Yeah.
It's a day-to-day thing. But, you know, that's life, Ron. We go through it. We have these curveballs thrown at us, and we just have to deal with it and move ahead. You know, you can't just let it get you down. So I'm trying my best to keep the old chin up. We'll be back out on the performing trail as soon as I can.
Great. You know, Engelbert Humperdinck is going through that with his wife, Patty, too.
I heard about that, yes. And Steve Lawrence, I understand, has all.
Yes, he just found that out last week.
It's just a terrible disease,
terrible.
And it can affect anybody's family. It's
right.
it's just terrible.
Well, I'm a prayer with you, pal. You know that. And I'm glad
I know, Ron. Thank you so much.
And I hope that you're feeling better, and our prayers go out to Josette. You know, you're always welcome here, my friend. Anytime you want to talk, as you start touring again, or you just want to talk, whatever the case may be, just let us know, because we're at your beckoning call.
Appreciate it, Ron.
And again,
appreciate it very much.
And I love the picture, especially the one with Felton Jarvis. I mean, that's what a great producer. Tommy, thanks for joining us. Please come back, okay?
I will do, Ron. Great talking to you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Our guest has been Tommy Rowe. Yeah, you got to get this book. It's called Cabbage Town and Tinseltown and All the Places in Between by Tommy Rowe. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon says it's met the goal of drawing down troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500. President Trump ordered the reduction back in November, with troop levels in the country now at a 19-year low. Capitol Police say they arrested a Virginia man Friday evening with a handgun and 500 rounds of ammunition at a checkpoint near the Capitol. Officials say Wesley Allen Beeler was arrested after presenting an unauthorized inauguration credential at the checkpoint. Officers found the firearm after a search of Beeler's truck. Congressman Lou Correa says he will miss the inauguration after testing positive for COVID-19. The California Democrat tweeted Saturday that he would be self-quarantining away from his family. Correa becomes the 62nd member of Congress to test positive for the virus and the 5th member to test positive since the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Even on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. When it comes to airplanes, especially commercial airplanes, I mean, I'm the guy that sits at the end of the runway and can identify every type of commercial airline that lands and takes off. And I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. He's an Air Force Academy graduate with a tour in Vietnam, accumulated over 20,000 flight hours during his career as a commercial pilot flying on a Boeing 737. He's authored a Chicken Soup for Soul, presents the Fearless Flight, and you've seen him on the Today Show, NBC's Nightly News. Joining us right now is Captain Ron Nielsen. Hi, Ron. How are you? Nice to have you on the show.
Hey. Good, Ron. You got a great name.
You have a terrific name. And as they say, two Rons don't make a right, so I think we're in really good shape here, you know. You know, I get so many different kinds of names, Ron, that it's just so nice to be able not to concentrate on the name because I got this one down pat. This book that you have out right now, which is called Overcome Fear of Flying, this is an ailment, if you will, that affects over 60 million people in the United States alone. Now, in the introduction, Ron, I mentioned the fact that I love flying. But I got to tell you, after all the years that I've flown, I'm still a little reluctant. How do you get over this? I mean, sometimes I think maybe, and this helped me a lot, I flew with some private pilots, friends of mine, and you sit in the right seat, and you have a little bit idea of what's going on. I think that makes a big difference, does it not?
It makes a huge difference, and that's the difference between people who overcome their fear and anxiety about flying and those who don't. Is you have to educate yourself more about the things that bother you. When I work one-to-one with people, the techniques that I list in the book, it starts with educating yourself. So I start with, you know, what's the trigger? What's the thing that you notice makes you anxious or brings up your fear in an airplane? And so some people say, I don't like the way that I feel on takeoff. And it's usually the sights, the sounds, the sensations that people experience in an airplane, which you know are multiple.
Yeah.
And so those things, if they're unfamiliar to me, I've got a part of my brain that kept me alive and kept my ancestors alive for a couple hundred million years, and that part gets triggered and it says, hey, I don't like this, what's going on? So you educate yourself, and then we've got some strategies and tools to use where you can, after you educate yourself a little bit more about what triggers you, then you can take a look at those and you can find ways to distract yourself, because your anxiety is not going to disappear in the next flight that you do. And so you learn how to disrupt that thinking, that little voice in there that says, hey, I thought we weren't going to do this anymore. And the other thing is you stay engaged socially, because that's a big part of how we regulate our fear. We connect with others and it calms us.
You know, a lot of times people will say it's like being on a boat in the water. Now, I used to be in boating and I saw a wave coming and I knew what was happening. But the people in the back of the boat that were on the aft deck, they didn't know it and they were shocked. I think that's a lot of the problem with people. The pilot knows where the turbulence is and the people, they all of a sudden feel it. Now, here's the other part, though. I watch all of these shows, Air Disaster, you know, all the shows. I watch them all. And I was watching a show the other night, and they were dismantling a 747, and they were mentioning the fact that four bolts hold on an engine of a 747. Now, I was getting really good at this. I was like the next Charles Lindbergh. Until I heard that, that doesn't sound like a lot of equipment to hold on that engine.
Well, it's not when you consider there are four points that hold it on there. But think about this. You want that engine to be securely in place. But let's say one of those bolts failed, and that engine turned sideways, or worst case, we'll make a cartoon figure out of it. It turns around, now it's pointing against the way the airplane was going. You want to shear, and that's one of the things, too. So they're engineered to do the job, but should something happen and one break, we want literally, you know, and you, of course, you don't see that every day in the news, obviously, so it is pretty well engineered. But if one of those snap, we want that airplane or that engine to completely separate and not now be a problem for us. So it's a good point. And you know, back on what you said about being in a boat and knowing what's happening, that is a significant thing. We give you crummy little windows in the back that you can't see,
right?
And you can't anticipate what's going on like you would if you were in the driver's seat. And that's a big problem. And the other thing is the speed at which you go across that lake in your boat. That determines, you know, if you've ever done that in a high speed boat, you know, you can actually skip across waves of waves. And if you're in really, really heavy turbulence sometimes, you can actually hear the wind slapping up at the bottom of the airplane just like you would a boat.
Yeah. I flew a Connie back when I was a youngster.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I love that airplane. But on the way back from where we were coming from, with my parents, we flew a Convair 880. Now, there is a significant difference in the takeoff and the climb of a prop compared to a jet. When I got on that Convair 880, I thought I was going to the moon. You know, that guy just went right up.
Now, exactly. And that's nothing compared to what's out there today.
Yeah, no, I know that. Now, here's the other thing. People say, well, if you're afraid of heights, you probably won't like to fly. I am deathly afraid of heights. My partner was Ed McMahon, and he was a pilot. I mean, he flew the Corsair in the Second World War.
Yeah, Corsairs, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he was a Corsair driver, yeah.
Right. I was afraid of heights, still am. He was afraid of heights. Yet when you're in an airplane, you're not.
Yeah, I've got my some of my best buds are afraid of heights, but it's the story we tell ourselves. So if you're afraid of heights and you're a non-pilot, you may look out the window and say, "Oh my God, if I fall out of this thing right now, it's going to be the end." But if you're a pilot, you know, again, that anticipation. I'm anticipating what I'm going to do. I am one with the birds, and so it's the story we tell ourselves, and that's what makes people afraid to fly. Is they believe that heights are inherently dangerous, and we're naturally afraid of heights. That's a fear that's built into our survival instinct. And so we have to learn to fly, not just how to manipulate the flight controls, as Ed and I had to do, but you have to actually learn what is going on with the thing and change the story that you have in your brain about flying. It's not natural.
I think it's also consuming that a person sees this huge vehicle that flies. It was tough enough to accept it when they had props and you saw something moving. Now you have a jet, you don't even see anything moving, and you know, you don't know if the engine's on or off like you would on a prop. So I think that just the thought, I mean, let's face it, bottom line, the reason people are fear of flying is there a fear of crashing, because it just seems like it's impossible that this thing can fly. Am I not correct on that?
Absolutely. I was just talking to a coaching student that I was working with yesterday, and I said, you know, even myself with 20,000 hours, there's a little bit of awe in me. When I look, I come up, if I'm going to be a pastor, I come up to look out the terminal window, and there's this thing that weighs anywhere between a couple hundred thousand and a million pounds out there, and there's part of me that says, wow, that is amazing. And so it is, but it's the laws of physics, and once you know those, and the airplane always knows the laws of physics. It doesn't care. If you put something like wings on it and you put big engines on it, it's going to fly.
Now tell us about Overcome Fear of Flying. Where can we get that? Now, do you do the classes in L.A. where they have all of the airplanes for the movie sets? Do you do stuff in there?
We do. That's been a recent addition in the last 5 years. We've got another class coming up. You can go online to www.fearlessflight.com, and there you can get all the information about the class, and you can get the information about our book and online classes. We do a weekly Facebook show. All that's available, and it's really exciting. We do it in conjunction with a movie studio, Air Hollywood, out there, and they called me up several years ago after I was on ABC's Nightline and said, hey, I'd like to do something for people who are afraid to fly. So we started a program there, and we have a real cabin mock-up, and we do the whole class inside that, complete with a mock waiting area, and so people really get into it. Because one of the problems if you're afraid to fly is once you're away from the airplane or even the thought of the airplane in your therapist's office, it's not real anymore.
Yeah.
And so we need that setting sometimes to pull all those triggers.
The website, flight.com, what do we see when we go there, Ron?
Fearlessflight.com. So our goal is Fearless Flight. You're going to see information about my book.
Great.
And we're running a sweepstakes. One lucky person somewhere in the lower 48 states is going to get to work with me and overcome their fear, including I'm going to fly out to them as a graduation prize, and we're going to go take a round trip from an airport nearby them. And so you can find out all the stuff that's available, including the book and the class coming up in October in the L.A. area there, and you can get information for our weekly Facebook show that we have as well.
Man, I wish I could. You and I got to become really close friends. I could talk to you.
I would love it.
And I would love to be able to talk to you. I know you're on a busy schedule, right? And when I keep people too long, everybody gets mad at me. But when you come back, and please do, we'll talk about the Boeing plane, how people probably are going to have a fear of going into that airplane. They got to do something just to get over that image.
Absolutely. That's the safest airplane in the sky. So buy a ticket on that one, because nothing will be more scrutinized but like that one.
That's a good point. Captain, please join us again, would you?
I will. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you so much. You too, my friend. Our guest has been Captain Ron Nielsen, Fear of Flying Coach. His book, Overcome Fear of Flying, fascinating book. It really is. And if you have a little bit of a fear of flying, and 60 million people in the United States alone do, you got to listen to Captain Ron Nielsen.
Thanks.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA and around the world, it is Ron Seggi today, and we have been talking about all good ideas, foods, and we have failed to talk about the health of our dear listeners, families, and friends. Big meals, sweets, little drinking here and there, a lot of rich foods, and we have a doctor here that's going to talk about something that you may be suffering from and not even know it. Joining us right now is Dr. Raj. Hi, doctor. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Very happy to be here and talk about this important topic.
She is the author of a book, What the Yuck? The Freaky and Fabulous Truth About Your Body. Doctor, you know, there is an ailment that I've heard about called EPI. What exactly is that, and what are the symptoms before we talk about some of the things that we can do to alleviate these problems?
Sure. So EPI stands for extra exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. Bit of a complicated term, but I'm going to simplify it for you. Basically, that means your pancreas does not produce sufficient amounts of pancreatic enzymes. These are the enzymes that your body uses to digest your food properly. So, as you can imagine, if you have EPI, you're not digesting food, you may experience things like bloating, diarrhea, abdominal pain, you may have weight loss, and this is a condition that many people have not heard of, which is why I'm very excited to partner with AbbVie about raising awareness, you know, and making people aware that this is something they may be suffering from if they have frequent GI symptoms.
Now, you mentioned some of the symptoms of it, but in the course of, a week or so, I think a lot of people have a lot of those. How do you pinpoint it? How do you narrow it down to say, doctor, that this is it? I mean, do you go to a doctor and inquire about it? Are there tests for it?
Yeah, well, the short answer is yes, you do go to a doctor. But it's a great point that you make, that these are symptoms that are very common to a lot of GI conditions. It could be a sign of IBS or celiac or Crohn's disease. It could be a sign that you, just for that week, ate too much rich food or, you know, too much dairy if you happen to be lactose intolerant. So it's not always easy to tease out on your own what's going on. And, you know, there's a great resource, identifyepi.com, that has a symptom tracker there, which can also help you sort of distinguish what's happening in your body. But I think one very helpful thing is to keep track of your symptoms and the pattern of your symptoms. So writing down for a week or two, if you can, the meals that you have every day and how you're feeling on those days will help you make some correlations between certain foods, for example, or how frequently it's happening. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can be frustrating for the patient and for me, quite frankly, because they don't feel well, but they can't really remember or keep track of how often the symptoms are occurring or when they occur, what time of day. Keeping track of it, certainly talking to your doctor and working in partnership with them, is very important. You know, a lot of these symptoms people sort of live with for years, they start to think this is just normal for my body.
Right.
And you shouldn't be suffering. You shouldn't be in pain. You don't think that this is just normal for you and you just have to live with it. Definitely ask your doctor about it.
Is it hereditary?
You know, we're still learning about EPI in terms of who gets it and how often. It doesn't seem to be hereditary. It does right now seem to be associated with, like I said, pancreatic surgery, cystic fibrosis, people who have chronic pancreatitis, which means chronic inflammation of the pancreas.
Very difficult this time of the year to watch what you eat because it's, you know, it's temptation. But is there a cure for it? And if gone unattended, could it be fatal?
So in terms of treatment, yes, there is. And just what's happening with EPI is your body is not producing enough pancreatic enzymes. Well, the treatment involves giving you back those enzymes. So that's part of the treatment. But the other part of the treatment, which is very important, is paying close attention to your diet and often working with a nutritionist to make sure you're having the appropriate diet for someone with EPI. And that involves monitoring how much fat you're having with each meal, how much protein, the timing of when you're having those meals and when you're drinking. All of those things are very important. So it's quite a holistic approach. You know, it's something that can go on to just cause more and more distress. In terms of being fatal, it doesn't seem to be, but again, we're learning more and more about this disease.
I understand that you kind of have a special interest in women's health, and men and women's cancer screening is important. You've published many, many research articles on colon cancer screening. Does a colonoscopy appear in the results of a colonoscopy or not?
No, because this is your pancreas that's affected, so you're not going to see this on a colonoscopy. But as you said, colon cancer screening is a big passion of mine, so I'm happy you brought it up. Because always happy to remind people that colon cancer is one of the most common cancers for men and women, and everyone should be screened. Right now, the guideline is at 50, but it could be sooner depending on your particular case. So talk to your doctor about that, too. Speaking openly with your doctor about any symptoms and about gut health in general.
Okay, now when you talk about 50 or sometimes even lower now, is there a point where if you don't have a history that you stop taking them? I mean, I had a doctor tell me that at age 75, you should stop. My brother was diagnosed with it at 78, and it was fatal. So is 75 a cutoff point or not?
It's not a strict cutoff point, and it's a very interesting question. What the guidelines say is at 75, it's not a straightforward, yes, you should definitely screen. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't screen. It means at that point you really have to talk to the patient and assess their overall health status. And the reason is, if you're talking to a 75-year-old who is very, very sick for other reasons, and if you were to find something like a colon cancer, would not be a candidate for surgery because they were too sick, and they wouldn't be able to get any treatment like chemotherapy for colon cancer, again, because they're too sick, then you're sort of like, well, what's the point of doing a colonoscopy? Because anything we find, we won't be able to act on. Colonoscopy, while very safe, does carry a small risk, and that risk is a tiny bit higher in someone older. So why put them through the risk if you're not able to act on the result? However, if you have a 75-year-old, and I have many 75-year-old patients who are in very good health, and were we to find a cancer, they would undergo the treatment and probably be very successful with the treatment. So that's a person that I would do a colonoscopy on. So it's very much a case-by-case basis at that age. When it's younger than that, it's sort of a no-brainer. We're going to do the colonoscopy because we know that most likely we'll be able to treat you successfully if we find something. After 75, you talk to your doctor. The trend in medicine is going towards individualized or personalized medicine. And when we're talking about gut health, same thing. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all. And talk to your doctor about your individual family history, your symptoms. But when it comes to your health, make sure you're having an open dialogue so questions just like you brought up can be answered appropriately.
Where can we go for more information and resources that we've chatted about today?
You can go to identifyepi.com, or you can go to my own website, or in addition, go to my own website, drroshniraj.com.
Doctor, I really appreciate you being on the show today. This is very enlightening, very important. Thank you for joining us, Doctor, and look forward to your next visit.
Likewise. Take care.
You too, Doctor. Dr. Raj has been our guest. Very important information. Of course, when it comes to your health, you can't get enough information. Be careful when you're eating that you don't do something that's going to affect your stomach and cause this EPI. We're going to take a short time out. Stick around. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Our guests include attorney Alan Dershowitz from Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto, singer-songwriter Kat Ridgway, Jocelyn Adams, also singer and songwriter and hitmaker Tommy Rowe, Captain Ron Nielsen, and Dr. Raj. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.